Torah tells us, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. The Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran. Rashi asks, why do you have to tell me that he left? So Rashi says that when a tzaddik leaves, the glory and splendor leave with him. The question is asked, Yaakov's not the first tzaddik to leave. Avram left. Torah doesn't tell us that when Avram left, the glory and splendor left with him. Many years ago, I was at the coast on a Friday night. Jeff Seidel, who's in charge of setting up people for meals, was walking around. He looked very disturbed. And I said, Jeff, what are you so worried about? He said, Machlis is not here for Shabbos. I'm short 80 meals. Machlis, which is the epitome of chesed, when they left, everybody knew about it. Avram was the midah of chesed. When Avram left, everybody knew about it. People were short meals. People were short a place to stay. Torah doesn't need to tell you that when Avram left, the glory and splendor left with him because everybody knew about it. But Yaakov sat and learned Torah all day. Yaakov sat in the ohel. And the Torah is telling you that when somebody sits and learns Torah, he leaves, the glory and splendor leave with him. Have an awesome Shabbos.